Casey Vaughn of Keep Fremont Beautiful to join us this morning. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah. Looks like a nice day out, but it's going to get cold again.
Yes. Yesterday's weather was lovely. I wish it would just stay.
Oh, I know. Boy, that was beautiful. It was just one of those. You had to get outside and take advantage, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Let's talk about some things that are going on Keep Fremont Beautiful-wise. I know some grants have been coming in. That's nice.
Yes. We've gotten full grant funding through the Nebraska Department of Environment and Energy, which has allowed us to expand a little bit. So we are hiring someone part-time as a program specialist, which is kind of doing some clerical work, helping with our events and our programs. So if anyone might be interested in that, you can actually read the full job description on our website at keepfremontbeautiful.org.
Good deal. What else do you have there? I can't find my list we were going to talk about. So
that is absolutely okay. I just wanted to touch on and let everyone know that in their upcoming Department of Utilities invoice, they're going to have some information from Keep Fremont Beautiful. And that is going to talk about used motor oil recycling in town and how it's important to recycle your motor oil. It is against the law in the state of Nebraska to dispose of that in landfills, on the ground, or in waterways. So you can actually take it to the transfer station here in Fremont to recycle it.
Okay. So looking here on the information. So in March, let's see. What do you have? You have something coming up, don't you, in March?
Actually, in April, April, we have a few things coming up. We're going to have the fourth grade eco fair for all of the fourth graders in Fremont and Arlington. We also have our kindergarten presentations at all the schools here in Fremont. And we're going to be announcing shortly, but on Earth Day, which is Friday, April 22nd, we are going to hold a dedication ceremony for a bench that was purchased in honor of Kim Koski, our former board member. Yeah, out at Johnson Lake, and we're going to have a little cleanup to follow. So there'll be more information being dispersed about that as we get closer.
Probably plenty of cleanup events that'll be coming as we get past snow time, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's for sure. Anything else on the recycling side? I know the South Broad location currently closed for... not the card, but it's available for cardboard, right?
Yep. Cardboard and glass recycling is still open every Saturday from 8 to noon. However, the city has closed off the residential tree debris disposal for the time being. I believe it will open back up sometime in April, but the glass and cardboard recycling is still open every Saturday.
Getting back to the grants that you've received this year just recently, is this more than what you've had in the past?
Yes, it is a little bit more than what we've had in the past, as we were hoping to have another staff member join us, so we did receive funding for that.
So would that be to staff that position, would it be for just a year, or would it go on, be an ongoing deal?
We're hoping it will be an ongoing thing. The grant funding does cover a year, but we do apply for these grants every year, so once we have someone on board, it'll be something that we are continuously applying for.
That might be kind of nice to have.
Yes, that would be great. It would be great to have some assistance, especially as we're moving into our busy season.
Yeah. Yes. For sure. Well, I think that's about it. You don't have a whole lot, but once we get into springtime, it's going to be busy.
Yes, there will be a lot more information coming soon.